Welcome to LOA Today.
I'm Walt Thiessen.
With me today is longtime listener, poet laureate, and tie-in master, Anne-Marie Young.
This is your Daily Dose of Happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today.
And Anne-Marie, we haven't done a show together, just you and me, without a guest for quite some time. So
Yeah, it's been a while.
So we're going to get back to that today because our guest had to cancel today. And I think that's kind of fortuitous because I have something I've been working on and you're the person I want to talk about it with. Just started. It's a new experiment. But we talked many, many times about what it takes to get into that high vibrational state. And we've done it from many perspectives. We've had guests who have had their own way of getting there. We've had processes we've talked about. We've told stories, all kinds of stuff. One theme that keeps playing up over and over again is you can get there. It's hard to stay there. Right?
Yes. Yeah. It's quite easy to be booted back to reality, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems that the older you get, the harder it is because you have more stuff, more negative crap going on that you're trying to filter out. It just gets more and more challenging as life goes on. And and I think about that a lot. When we have a guest on and we're talking about this stuff, I'm always interested in, you know, what have they learned about, you know, how do they get themselves into a better place? And we've gotten some really great feedback about, you know, how to do that. But the one theme I keep looking for is, okay, how do you sustain it? How do you keep it going? Because that's really what it's about, right? If you can sustain it, if you can be that way throughout your day, well, then you're going to do the best attracting, first of all, right? Your life is going to be great. All kinds of good stuff's going to start happening. Stuff that you didn't even plan, serendipitous stuff, all kinds of things go well because you're in a good frame of mind throughout the day, right? So how do you do it? How do you keep sustaining it? I realized that I had a clue to that here on the podcast. Because we do your daily dose of happy. I mean, that's what every single time. And we experience this, right? You know, you and me and our guests and my other co-hosts. Yeah. Right?
You can start the show in one way and then you finish it and you're high vibe and you're happy. And it really is a daily dose of happy.
And it's certainly great to be a listener and to listen to it. But I think it's there's more of an advantage to be a participant.
Agreed.
Right? Because you were a listener first, and then you came on as a co-host, you know, and you know what the difference is. It's great to be a listener, but wow.
Yeah, you just feel the energy there and then, and also you get to ask questions that relate to something that's triggering you. So, I find that really useful. But yeah, it's just the whole, and I also find it so much fun, and I think fun is a high vibe thing to have.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. So that's what I keep thinking about and have been thinking about for some time. How do we turn that into something that everyone can participate in? I'd love to have, wouldn't it be great if we could just have all the listeners on the show? There's no practical way to do that. But, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could do that, right?
That would be awesome. We should have a listener spot where we invite everybody just occasionally.
Well, we can't necessarily do it as part of the podcast. But I was thinking, what if you could do it as just part of, you know, you create a service, right? You create an online thing, you know, where you do Zooms or whatever. You know, you connect people, and the people are able to talk and so forth. And of course, the big challenge there: everybody has different schedules, everybody lives in different places. You know, trying to mix and match all that gets a little bit crazy. And plus, you want to also have somebody who's kind of leading the way on each one of these sessions. To kind of get it going and steer it in the right direction.
But you could invite a listener, a solo listener.
You could.
And just have little listener shows.
Additionally, I've also been thinking about it from my own perspective, from my own life, because I'm especially the older I get, the more challenging I find it to be to get into that high vibe space and stay there. And I've lately been dealing with some health issues. I want to try to stamp those out as much as I can. I'm obviously doing things through, you know, the regular world, you know, seeing the doctor and things like that. But I also want to take advantage of what we know about how high vibration helps to iron things out like that. So I decided to try something rather novel. One of my favorite cultures around the world is in the Philippines.
Okay.
The reason it's one of my favorites is that there are certain characteristics that we associate with different cultures.
Yeah.
I mean, to really go to a stereotype, there's the British stiff upper lip, which actually isn't really accurate. But nevertheless, it's a stereotype, right?
Yes.
You know, and then there's the wealthy American, which also isn't really true, but nevertheless, it's a stereotype. system, right? There's a lot of them around there. Well, there's one that I think is actually fairly accurate about Filipinos, which is they're relative, despite the fact it's a relatively poor country, they're very upbeat.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to ruffle a Filipino. So I decided to place an ad. There's a website that caters strictly to Filipinos looking for work, particularly those looking for work with foreign companies and so forth.
Yeah.
I placed an ad saying I was looking for somebody who had some kind of background with positive psychology, because that would kind of put me in the right ballpark. And I got some people responding to it, found one person in particular, a young woman named Grace, and started meeting with her through StreamYard and Zoom and so forth once a day, just to do an hour's worth of kind of what we do during the podcast, but more just one-on-one. In other words, I'm basically paying her a small amount every single day to meet with me and to do these little positive psychology conversations and little games. I mean, because that's the other thing. We've picked up all kinds of processes and games over the years, so I've been trying some of the processes and games with her. I've only been doing the experiment for a week now. Already, I'm starting to feel what we feel when we do the show. And she's loving it because the cost of living in the Philippines is obviously significantly lower than it is in many of the developed countries. So I can pay her what is a relatively small amount. And for her, it's a good amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, so already
great
we're kind
benefiting.
Of mapping. Yeah. So we're kind of mapping it out. And we're realizing this could be a way to not only provide an income for people who are from a poor country, but it also could provide a way for people from a wealthier country to have the kind of experience that you and I are having.
That's so clever. I love that you're doing this.
And I mean, it's an experiment. I don't even know what's going to happen here. Yeah. All I know is that we've been trying it, and she and I both like it. We're both enjoying it. You know, we're providing some income for her. It's not all that expensive. I mean, it's actually fairly good. It's a lot cheaper than hiring a life coach, I can tell you that.
So tell me, what kind of things have you learned in the last week? What kind of things do you discuss? Is it just chit-chat or are you...
Well...
How's it go?
We tend to orient it around what I call positive games. So a positive game would be things like... we haven't done this on a show in a while, but we used to do it a few times. We called it the Rampage of Appreciation. Where basically I would come up with something that's going on in my life or that I like about my life or whatever that I appreciate. And then you would do the same thing. We just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You do that a number of times. Within 20 minutes or so, you're feeling good because you're just doing all this appreciating, right? Or another one is three good things or you know, there are a number of different names for this, but when I was married, Louise and I used to call this three good things. At the end of the day, we would identify each of us three different things that happened during the day that were really good that made us feel good. Didn't have to be really major events, just things that felt good, you know. So again, focusing on stuff that is part of your life that's really good for you, that feels good, and kind of filters out all the junk stuff and narrows it down to the stuff that is the good part of life, and then spending your energy on that. Well, that's pretty powerful when you do these kinds of processes.
Yeah.
It's really powerful. And already she's come up with one. She came up with one. She found some website somewhere where she could get a spinner, kind of like, I don't know if you know the American television show Wheel of Fortune. But
yes.
You do know that one. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So a spinner like that. And the spinner had different pie slices. Each pie slice had a word on it, like joy, enthusiasm, happiness, whatever. And when it landed on a word, your task was to come up with something that described that word in your life.
Oh, powerful.
Yeah. those are the kinds of things we're doing. And we're interspersing it with getting to know each other and, you know, sharing about each other's cultures. And I've learned about quite a bit about her family so far. She lives with a family of 11. They've got 8 dogs, 5 cats. I mean, I'm learning about her, and she's learning about
That's
me.
That's why she's happy. She's got so many gorgeous cats.
Yeah.
Pets make you happy.
So that's what we're doing every day, and we're loving it. We're absolutely loving it.
I think that's genius. And so are you finding out, because you said, like, you know, your perspective was that Filipino people were really happy. What is it about? Have you discovered yet what it is you think that's about, why that would be?
I don't know what the reason for the culture is to be like that. Mm. And, you know, it's like any stereotype.
It's early days, isn't it? Yeah.
And I don't even know that I'll ever have that answer. Maybe I will. But what I do know is that from a cultural, historical perspective, where the Philippines is located, they're relatively close to China. They're close to Japan. They've been invaded many times by each of those countries over the centuries. Yeah. So they have that kind of experience. They've had to endure a lot of stuff. The Philippines was a major focus during World War II. They've had to deal with Americans too. I mean, yes, we've been helpful to them in many ways, but we've also been the hindrance in some ways. I mean, they've had to deal with a lot of stuff like that. And their way of responding to it has been to be unruffled by it. That's the way they think about things. They don't allow themselves to get ruffled. You know, you almost never hear about, I mean, I'm sure it exists, but you don't hear much about Filipinos getting into fights with each other. You don't, it does happen, but it's not what you normally hear about when you hear about Filipino-based news. It's more about how they, and I've hired Filipinos. The young woman who is my office manager for the gardening business is a Filipino. And she's dealing with all these phone calls from customers every day throughout the gardening season. And it's like, you know what it's like when you do customer service. There's a challenge that goes on there. And you know, you wouldn't know that any of it was bothering her because she's just so low key about the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's that temperament. Well, that temperament translates really well to doing positive type stuff.
And what have you learned? What's your biggest learning curve about yourself in the last week? In 1 week, how has it been?
I would say the biggest takeaway so far is that I was right. It's really good to have that 1 hour a day to just talk and play games and be positive. Last week, we actually were only able to do 3 days last week. But even with those 3 days, and then we did a session this morning, so that's 4 days that we've met. Even from those 4 days, I can't say that the energy has carried over yet throughout the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think one of the things that we've talked about here a lot is how you have to, if you want something to happen and start retraining your brain, so to speak, by doing stuff on a regular basis, you have to give it at least 30, 45 days. Yeah. And if you want to make it a habit, it's got to be 90 to 120 days. You know, so 4 days in, you're not going to get that. You're just not there yet. But even after
that, but
even after just 4 days of it, I'm already like I get about 3 to 4 hours extra energy out of it. So for the next 3 or 4 hours after I do the session, I'm feeling it, and then it kind of dissipates as I'm dealing with all of the stuff and negativity creeps in and all that kind of thing. But I can see how if let's say I stick with this, you know, she and I are doing this for over a month. I can see how that actually starts stretching out so that longer and longer periods of the day, I'm feeling the energy from that session.
Mm. But I think, you know, 3 to 4 hours extra energy a day after a week.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's huge all by itself.
Yeah.
But I'm greedy. I want to get into the full day.
And quite right too. Yes, that's absolutely what you should be going for.
That's the goal.
And it will happen. And it will happen.
I think so. I think it will happen.
But do you think it's the conversation and the games, or do you think it's the actually having physical contact with somebody and just chewing the fat and things like that?
It's the connection.
Because, you know, yeah, that's it, the connection. That's what I was talking about. Because I was just thinking about this could benefit, you know, there's so many people out there who are lonely.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
they don't have anybody to talk to and that interaction, and they slip inside. And
yeah,
I see that. And this, if we could join people around the world.
It's really what social media was intended to do, but fails to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reason it fails to do it, I think, is because you don't have that connection.
It's not. The human connection. I mean, you and I, we've never met physically.
Right.
But we have a great friendship.
Yes.
Because exactly. We do this eye to eye contact and we chat and stuff. So it doesn't have to be in person, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No.
And in an era where the role of technology and what the 21st century's ability to connect us in this way has started to accomplish, it's helped us to, our societies as a whole are kind of moving away from the way things used to be, which was you lived in one place, your family was everything, maybe you had immediate neighbors around here, you knew everybody, knew everybody, everybody knew everybody else's business. That's all mm-hmm. gone away.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up with a whole society, really, of, like you described, of lonely people who are disconnected.
Yeah.
Right. This becomes a way to reconnect, to replace yeah. the thing that has gone away.
Yeah. And that's kind of what made me wonder, because what you often find in people where, you know, like you say, American Britain, we have a lot of wealth. We also have a lot of poverty. But if they've got big families and a big pets, lots of mm-hmm. pets and things, there's a whole community feel around the family.
There is, yeah.
And that feels so much. So you don't necessarily need to have the nicest car on the drive or the biggest house in the street. Yeah. Because you appreciate I want to say the basic things in life, but it's not basic, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of having families. And I think you're right. I think life has just changed in the last like 30, 40 years, massively from when I was a kid, that it's not like that anymore.
That's right. That's right. One of the things that social media has tried to do is it has tried to group us into what we now call our tribes. You know, where are our interest areas? You know, who are our people, the ones that we connect to easily? And one of the characteristics of positive psychology is that it does have a certain kind of person who's drawn to that. So mm-hmm. in a sense, this is also a way to create another one of those communities, another one of those collectives, so to speak, of, you know, who my tribe are. Finding a tribe for people who don't have that tribe yet.
Yeah. And it's something that most people have access to, either on a phone or a computer. We mm-hmm. can all have it. I mean, personally, I've left the world of social media.
Yes. Well, because it doesn't meet its what we thought it was going to be. It doesn't actually accomplish it. It tries to, but it doesn't really succeed.
It does. But, you know, if you think back to our tire days when we had that tire community, that did instill a lot of happiness in me day to day.
Yeah.
All day, every day, you know, just mm-hmm. having that, like having your tribe, having your community. Yeah, it doesn't have to be in person. But I think for me, I wasn't getting exactly what I wanted, or I found myself deviating from that. So that's why I kind of came back to real life.
To real life, right? Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Not that it's not real, but sometimes it isn't.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think, yes. I mean, people do. I mean, my dad's on social media and stuff because he's lonely at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was to speak to find a group of like-minded people, and he's kind of got that in his dementia groups and stuff that he does.
Uh-huh.
But it makes a massive difference to somebody sure. who's lonely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And doing it through video, I think, is really the key. I mean, yes, you can find videos on the social media, but they're recorded. In other words, it's not video where you're doing a direct live interaction with somebody. It's you're watching what somebody else did. You're consuming yes. rather than participating.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
Definitely. And completely lost what I was going to say there, Walt.
Well, that's all right. Let me fill that's in gone. A little bit. It'll come back. The difference, I think, is that when you have that connection that happens through a live video feed, you feel a lot more like you feel when you're in an actual room with somebody else, when you're in the same place, the same physical location. That's where a lot of the connection comes from. Yes, there's a certain connection we get when, like, we see a movie star, you know, so we kind of connect to the movie star, but it's not really the same as a connection, an interpersonal connection like this. The interpersonal is where I think a lot of the energy is. You know, we talk about high vibrational energy. I think that's where most of it comes from when we're doing, you know, the podcast, because we're feeling that live connection.
And I think it was a godsend during the pandemic, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, before the pandemic, I used to do like courses and stuff on Zoom, but suddenly it became a social thing because, you know, I couldn't go and see my friends down the road. I had to come onto Zoom and do it by this. But even now, I've got family around the world and I can just jump on a phone, a call like the video call.
Exactly.
And I actually don't like voice calls anymore. I really don't. And you know, when you have a work call and people don't put the camera on, it's like, I want that eye contact. I want to see your smiles. You do. I want to see your frowns.
Yeah.
I want to see what's going on. And again, that's building that connection that you're on about.
Right. Right. So I think I've kind of stumbled onto something here. And right now I'm treating it as a 30-day experiment. Mm-hmm. So she and I are agreeing to meet. We're going to meet 5 days a week. We're not going to do 7 days right now. We're going to do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we're going to do it for the next month. And I'm keeping a journal while I'm doing it.
I was going to ask, are you journaling?
Yeah, I am. I'm journaling. What happens? You know, I'm also gauging how I'm feeling each day. So before I do the session, I write that. Well, right now I'm feeling 5 out of 10, and then afterward I'm feeling 7 out of 10. So I went up a couple spots. You know, and tracking that on a day-to-day basis, but I'm also tracking it in terms of my own health situations. One of the ways that I'm trying to evaluate is, does this actually make me feel more energized day-to-day? Not just within the sessions, but how is this carrying over to the rest of my day? So one of the reasons for journaling is to kind of make a record. How am I feeling every day? And quite honestly, on Saturday night, I had actually a really rough night. I woke up in the middle of the night with a headache, which I never do. Mm-hmm. And it was really quite uncomfortable to the point where I felt sick. I was, and I had a spike in blood pressure too. So I was actually debating, do I need to go get emergency medical treatment? But I just decided against it. I decided I was going to be okay. By morning, I was feeling really terrible. By afternoon, I was feeling better. So my point is, I recorded all of that.
Yeah.
And I made the record in reference to the fact that we'd had these three sessions, but we'd only had three so far. It hadn't really prevented that kind of episode from happening. But what it did do was that it gave me something to look forward to. So even though I was going through that this weekend, I also realized, in addition to the podcast, I'm going to be meeting with Grace on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And that knowledge, that sense of anticipation, was just a little bit better than what it used to be. Like,
because you had something more to look forward to.
I had more to look forward to. Yeah.
Mm. And it'd be interesting if you notice the opportunity, obviously, you know, people within your business and stuff, how you are then impacting other people.
Yeah.
I think that would be quite interesting to record as well.
And how does it work with the people who I'm working with? Like, how's this going to affect Grace and her family and her friends?
Yeah. Is she recording this at all?
No. Well, I'm recording the episodes. I don't know. She's not making any personal.
I meant journaling. Yeah.
Is she journaling? No, I don't think she's journaling. When we're doing this, in my morning hours, which is her evening hours, because we're about 12 hours apart.
Okay. And
so this is the end of her day and the beginning of my day when we're doing it. So for her, this is kind of a day to wind down and relax before she turns in for the night. During the day, she does, speaking of social media, she's a social media manager. She does work for people working on their social media accounts. And so this is almost a diversion for her. And I actually proposed the idea. I suggested to her today, what if we could find a way to get you more people to talk to, more clients, you know, so you could build this up And you should have seen the look on her face. She was excited by the possibility. She was really excited. Yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like it could easily be life-changing to many, many people.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When someone from a first world country is, in a sense, feeding someone from a third world country, it doesn't take a lot.
Mm.
It really doesn't take a lot.
It doesn't. And I think there's so much focus on the moment about the news, the war, the cost of living crisis. In our country, it's the royal family and photos and whatnot. You know, there's just
Where's Kate Middleton? Yeah.
my husband over the dinner table. Oh, I think she's dead. No, it's just so much conversation about like stuff. But actually, if we can then have that connection with other people and focus on something positive, even if it's just for half an hour a day.
Right.
That would lift so much rather than focusing on the day-to-day adulting kind of tasks.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so, and plus I think you can make apps out of these games.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You could definitely do things with the games. No doubt about that. I've been modeling it after the show in that we do a 1 hour show. And so we've been doing 1 hour sessions with me and Grace. I think there is value to the length of time.
Hmm.
And I kind of got that from doing our show because we do a 1 hour show in that. And I know 1 hour gives us that jolt of energy, right?
Yes. Yes. I agree with that because otherwise, like we're half an hour through. And if we were closing up now, I can feel us building.
Yeah.
And I know by the end of the show, we're going to be up here. Not that, you know.
Yeah.
And if we were to stop it now, I'd be like, oh.
Like a letdown. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think with something, because I watch a lot of stuff while I'm working. And if it's an hour or plus, I'm fully invested in that.
Yes.
I feel like I'm actually investing my time into something. And that makes it more beneficial and I get more out of it for that reason.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a fun experiment.
I think we should get Grace on the show. Would she be open to that?
She might be open to that. It'd be a challenge because of the time zone difference.
Because of the time difference, yeah.
Because right now it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's even worse than here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Trying to find a time where all three of us could be available, that's going to be challenging. There must be one in there somewhere, but I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah.
Because, right now, where you are, like here it's 4:30 p.m. There is, what, 9:30?
No, it's actually 8:30 because your clocks are changed. But in a couple of weeks, it'll be 9:30.
That's right, because you guys will be shifting. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll shift over.
But... Yeah. So.
But to be fair, you're 12 hours apart, and that's not hindering what you're doing.
Right. It works nicely because the days kind of mirror each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that works really well. Yeah, and it'll work very well. It will work extremely well for Americans who want to do this because the American time frame is going to work nicely with the Filipino time frame.
Yeah.
Although ultimately, once we get this thing going, if this does get going, part of the goal is to turn it into income for them on a regular basis. Well, that means they're working like, a 5, 6, 7, 8 hour shift, whatever. So now we're starting to spread things out so that more and more people can be doing it at more and more times throughout the day. I can imagine, maybe there's a crew of, 10 people doing this and you merge their schedules in such a way so that you always have an hour available during a day for anyone around the world to connect to it.
Hmm. And different locations, different, because mm-hmm. I mean, for example, you could go to so many like blue zones, isn't there?
Oh,
around
yeah.
The world. If people wanted to discuss their health,
right.
Their physical health, their eating and their knowledge on foods. Yeah, it literally could be huge. And I just love the fact it joins a globe together.
Yeah.
I think that's just
and it's on positive stuff. It's no longer about chaos and crisis and negative crap and all this. I mean, it actually focuses on something that feels good.
And if it doesn't, you don't continue. But I mean, you've already got a lot out of it in a week, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I can hardly wait to find out what it's going to feel like after a month.
I was going to say, what do you think? Is there anything you think that could help you keep that feeling that little bit longer at the moment?
I think it's the repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that just from doing this show. Because, I mean, for a while there, I was doing it 5 days a week. And I felt that. I always felt that. I mean, it carried through every single day. It did get to the point where it was kind of interfering with other parts of my day. So that's why I had to shift up the schedule. Make it only, now we're doing it 2 days a week with two shows on Mondays. But I felt the effect of that 5 day a week thing. In fact, I probably would have kept that going, except that I would have had to shift it so that it wasn't doing a podcast. Because there's a certain, in a sense, we're almost doing a job when we do a podcast. We feel an obligation to our audience, and we're trying to present mm-hmm. it as a show. We're trying to be a little bit professional about it. We get crazy at times too, but so you're on stage kind of a feel, right? That part is a little bit wearing over time. There's so much energy that comes out of doing the show that's more than compensated for. But that side's a little bit wearing. What I wanted to get to was a point where I wasn't feeling anything that was wearing. It was just the pure joy of it, the pure happiness, the pure high vibrational essence of it. So I think that's kind of why I ended up on this idea. I had the inspiration of having done the show, but I also had this inspiration of how do you turn it into a more personal experience? That's where this came from.
So clever. And I love the fact that after a week, you know, if you're getting like 4 to 5 hours out a day of energy and positivity out of it,
I'm not sure it's that high yet. I think it's probably about 2 to 3 hours, but even that,
you know, 2 to 3 hours afterward.
Yeah, it's still really
good. Yeah. Because I find like if I miss a Monday, it does impact my week. This hour just starts me for my week. It just starts week in the right way.
That's right.
Because I talk to interesting people. I mean, I could listen to you ask questions all day, every day, and our guests come in with their experiences and stuff. And I don't even have to say anything. I just could like sit there and just listen to you guys. But like you say, that energy of having that connection.
Being a part of it.
Yeah, that starts my week off in a really good way.
Yeah. So I think I've stumbled upon a way to make that experience available to everybody.
I think you may have done.
I mean, there's only one way to find out. That's just keep going and see how it plays out. But in fact, if anyone listening, if there's a listener who this is resonating with, send me an email or, you know, reach me on social media. My email is walt@loatoday.net. Send me a note. Let me know if this is resonating with you. You know, maybe we can tie you in. I'll see if I can give you a free session so you can experience it yourself.
That's a great. I mean, yeah. If there's anybody who would be interested,
yeah,
contact you, because it would be good to also get other perspectives and people at different stages, and mm-hmm. people who may not have the tools you have, or would have different tools and whatever that they use. Because I still use my if I'm going down, I'll go into my just meditation. Quick 5 minutes, boost back up. Mm-hmm. I notice if I'm journaling, mm-hmm. straight back up. So we all have our little toolkit.
Sure.
But I do think you're right. I think that power of connection, the fun, the laugh, the change of focus huge. From day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's not really to love?
And like you say, you know, meditation, affirmations, journaling, all that kind of stuff, it definitely has effect. It definitely is powerful. But is there anything as powerful as doing one of these episodes for a day, for an hour? I mean, none of them really come close to this.
No, not at all. I mean, it's like which is why friends just go and meet a friend for a coffee or something.
Right.
That's always, again, it's
the same thing. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Even if you are moaning a bit, but you always end up having a giggle about. You know, you do end up having that laugh, and that laugh or that hug or just that eye contact can be all you need to get you through the next day.
I don't know if you can do this with video. I've never not tried it really on the show, and I haven't tried it off the show either. But there are certain things you can do in person that I wonder if they translate into doing it on video. For instance, one of the really cool things that I heard about and tried a couple times, and it really does work, Sean Aker, the positive psychology guy, talked about this when he was doing when he was promoting his book, The Happiness Advantage. And he appeared on television here in the U.S., and I have a copy of that television program. And in the television program, he had audience members, whether they knew each other or not, didn't matter. They would sit looking at each other, like, you know, 12 inches apart, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And one of them would be the sender, the other was the receiver. And the sender was doing everything they could to look into the eyes of the receiver and just send as much love as possible. Big smiles, warmth, you know, just pour the love into the other person. And the recipient, the goal of the recipient was to try to avoid smiling. But they couldn't break eye contact. They had to keep the eye contact going.
Right.
And it turns out that when you do that, most people can't avoid smiling within about 10 to 15 seconds. And the rare person can stretch it out for maybe a half minute to a minute. If they're really depressed, they might be able to stretch it out for 3 or 4 minutes. But mm-hmm. after a while, it just catches up and you just start smiling. You can't help it because those mirror neurons kick in. And because you're maintaining that eye contact and you're just, you know, you're sending the love, the other person's getting all this love coming in their way. They can't help but respond to it. It's not possible to not respond to it. To respond with a smile, you know. In fact, it usually ends up with a laugh because it's kind of the embarrassment factor, right? Well, I wonder if you can do the same thing with video. I've never tried it with video.
Oh, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can. If you think about when we've done our The Power of Eight.
Hmm.
Literally, I could still feel everybody's energy. And some of us were having the same visualizations in our meditations.
Yeah.
And we're the other side of the world.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure just the fact that I say energy is energy and it's not bound by my walls.
That's a good point.
So I absolutely think that would work.
Because there are certain things you can do like that in person. If they translate to video, this could be, I hesitate to use the word therapeutic because there are certain official license type situations, you know, therapists and so forth that's associated with that word. But boy, this could be therapeutic.
Well, yeah. Maybe you could just say it could be fun because I can't license that. The fun police don't really exist. They can't get us.
Well, the other nice thing about video is they have to catch you first.
Zoom out. But so. I think, yeah, that's, I think, and that would be a really good experiment as well. Wouldn't it?
That would be really fun.
Yeah. I'd say let's do it, but I would just giggle within seconds because I always smile waving through this show.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to try that one sometime. I'm not sure how we build that into a show, but we'll figure that one out.
When we have a guest who doesn't know what to say, we'll just stare. We'll do the game.
We'll just stare.
You can't see because of my glasses. There we go.
Well, that's the other thing. You got to get all the lighting has to be right. You can't have light on the, because we both wear glasses. We both have light on the glasses, you know, so we got to get that out of the way somehow so we can see each other. You have to see the other person's eyes in order to do this thing.
You can't see my eyes if I'm smiling. My cheeks go out to me.
But look at this. I mean, we've been talking about this for, what, 40 minutes now? Mm-hmm. Compared to when we started, I mean, and this would be part of the process, I think. The Filipino would kind of be the lead person in all this. In my scenario, it starts off with Filipinos. They would have, I would be bringing people in who had some background with positive psychology, and then I would train them in some basics on how to get this thing going. And one of the things is they'd start off each meeting with, how are you feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10? and then make a record of it and then compare at the end. How are you feeling now at the end of 1 hour on a scale of 1 to 10? So like, if you think back to when we started the show, and you didn't even know what the topic was. I didn't even clue you in on what the topic was.
No, you didn't. I've got a conversation, Anne-Marie. Yeah. Boom, let's start.
Yeah, that was it. Okay, so I'm like, at that point, can you remember where you, on a 1 to 10 scale, where were you at that point?
I had literally just finished my online grocery shop. So I was probably about 6.
Okay.
I wasn't unhappy, but I was probably just average because I just finished the shopping and was coming on to here.
Okay.
So it's good, 6 or 7 average.
What do you think right now, 40 minutes later?
Oh, 8 3/4.
Yeah. That's what happens. You just named 2 to 3 points. 2 to 3 points that on a 10-point scale. Mm-hmm. That's so far after the first few days, that's what Grace and I have been experiencing. We've both been experiencing it. Yeah. A 2 to 3 point bump.
Absolutely. I know by the time we finish, I'll be 9.5, 10.
Yeah.
Because I always am.
Yeah.
And again, that comes down to that whole time and time perspective, because it does build. And I think the fact that you allow that time, which is probably why your podcast has been going for 10 years while you're doing something right.
Yeah, well, I discovered something. I like feeling good. Newsflash.
Such craziness words.
And it turns out there are all these listeners who like to feel good too. I mean, it's really serendipitous.
Well, somebody needs to tell the news networks this so that they can report the good news.
Well, maybe this is how it happens. Because I've wondered that. I've asked myself, how does that happen? Because there is a tremendous draw to the negative. We've talked about that in terms of, you know, we live in a world of contrast, and people are always doing a lot more than dipping their toes into the contrast. They spend a large amount of time in the contrast, right? What's it going to take to counteract that? I think what it takes to counteract it is an alternative being available.
Exactly. And I think back to how I used to be many, many years ago. And I just didn't think that this was possible.
Talk about that. Why didn't you think it was possible?
Because I'd grown up with mental health around me. And you know, don't get me wrong, you know, childhood was still fun and things, but there was a lot of seriousness. And I also think, you know, if you look at a lot of social media, YouTube, a lot of Instagram and things, a lot of people are focusing on, you know, they're posting pictures of themselves crying or arguments or issues and agendas and people moaning about politics. And there's a lot of angst.
Yes.
And then you go to work and cost of living's going up. So there is a lot of things, if you focus on them, that can pull you down. So I grew up not really realizing that, you know, you could be happy. And I used to admire people that laughed all the time. I thought they were slightly nuts. I admired them so much. And, you know, going through, we're doing all this work on myself, you know, you realize, yes, you can be. So you can then pay that forward and, you know, to other people and bring your kids up in the same and try and have a go and understand that importance of connection. But I do think a lot of people don't necessarily realize that you can be happy.
Yeah, it's a great point. I think that when you get experienced with or exposed, I should say, when you get exposed to negativity over and over and over again, that's when you start to build that belief that says, I really can't be happy. It's really not an option for me.
And something I used to do that literally I'm just like, ugh, now, is I always used to focus on worst case scenario.
Oh, of course.
Because anything better than that was a plus. That was a positive. Mm-hmm. But now I would never do that. I would never do that. And if I hear my kids talking like that, I'm like, no. but, you know, I focus on the worst case scenario because anything better than that was a win. And I cut, that was just a learned behavior, and it took a long time to change.
I gotta be honest, I can't say that I successfully avoid that. I don't. There are times when I find myself right down into those pits again.
Well, yeah,
I mean, it happens fairly regularly,
of course,
actually.
Yeah, we're still human, but I know I'm a completely different person to who I used to be. It's, okay. I don't feel like that. I mean, because it was constant.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you say, you focus on things that are joyful. I always do that at the end of my day. Even if I'm not writing it down in the journal, I'll do it in my prayer, or I'll do it just in my head before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. There's always stuff I'm grateful for. Always. Even on the world's shittiest day.
And they exist. There are plenty of them. There are plenty of them. But how cool to have one more. I mean, we talk about tools a lot. This strikes me as one of the most powerful tools we've ever discussed.
Yes. I think it is. Because I just love the ripple, the sound that it's going to ripple. It's going to ripple into her family, her friends. It's going to ripple into your family, your friends, your work colleagues, and likewise. And that then, with just the whole ripple of it, and you get a whole group of people doing this and rippling. Right. Just
now, that raises another question, and this is one I don't know the answer to, and may not know for some time. So far, I've been doing it with just Grace, so two of us doing it, like you and I are doing it here. But we've also found here on the podcast, I've discovered this and talked about it many times, how three is actually a more powerful number. That somehow when there's three of us doing a show together, that's when we have the best conversation. That's when the energy rises the best. We've even had four on occasion. That doesn't do as well as three. There's something magic.
Three is the magic number.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I could get that because, I mean, I used to love it listening to you and Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a different dynamic, and it was a dynamic that wasn't normally in my world. Mm-hmm. Because me and my friends don't all discuss things like that and the way you guys cook. So, yeah, I can completely understand. And then I think, just people bouncing off each other's. And again, that's more of that communication, isn't it? And more of that contact and learning and sharing and laughing. I don't know about four. Is that just too many to have that?
I think it has to be spread a little bit too far. Technologically, you can have four or more on a connection like this, but because of the way the connection works, I think three is actually more ideal.
Yeah. It seems more balanced, doesn't it? Because nobody then has to take control and facilitate.
So then the question that it raises in my mind is, what happens when you do this kind of positive psychology thing for an hour with three? And I haven't done that one yet.
Wow. Get me in on a call.
Okay. We'll figure out something. I'm not sure how to coordinate our time zones, but we'll figure something out.
But maybe she could add somebody else into the equation, you know, to see. You've got so much playing around to do.
Yeah. There's a lot of experimentation to do.
Isn't there?
Yeah. And I get excited when I think about it, because ultimately, my plan is to not just have her involved, but to bring other Filipinos in. Mm-hmm. So I can see myself, in a sense, training a whole bunch of them. So I'm interacting with a bunch of them every single day. What if it got to the point where I was spending my whole day doing positive psychology stuff?
You wouldn't be able to sleep at night. Well, you'd be so buzzing.
Or I would sleep better. I might even sleep better.
Yeah.
Which would be remarkable.
Well, you know when you go to bed high vibe, you wake up the next morning feeling way better than
if you
went to bed worried.
Yeah. And now we're starting to reach that point that I was talking about early on in the show. What if you can live high vibe the entire day, every single day?
I believe you can.
What happens? I mean, that starts to get really exciting.
Well, I just remember because, like, when I first did Tire after that, and I was like literally at my highest, and I was like that all day, and people didn't trust me at work because I was too happy. Nobody's that happy all the time.
Yeah, what's wrong with this girl, right?
Now I work from home, so I don't annoy people so much.
You don't annoy them. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I do have my moments to ask of my course. Children. But I do absolutely believe that you can do that. And I think that's when you start appreciating everything. Mm-hmm. Every challenge, problems that you would normally just overthink or worry about, they evaporate.
And then what happens? I ask myself, because we know the theory. The theory is the longer, the more consistently you can maintain high vibration, and in that high vibration, stay focused on what feels good to you. Because that's our mm-hmm. biggest challenge of all, is we have a tendency to get distracted all over the place. Mm-hmm. What happens to our individual experiences? I mean, according to theory, all of everything that we love in our lives comes into our lives. We attract all the stuff that we love. Well, what's that like? What's it like to have all of your dreams coming true day by day?
But is it all of your dreams, or... Because I think there's things that have come into my life. I never would have said, oh my God, my dream job is to work in IT.
Yeah.
But here I am,
yeah,
a couple of years, 4 or 5 years later, working in IT.
Oh, to me, that's part of your dream. To me, that's part of your dreams coming true, though. I understand.
Yeah.
Because you never really dreamed about that. I guess.
Yeah. I think your dreams can be different, and then it's like appreciating that, because I'm learning stuff that I just don't understand, but I'm learning it and I'm appreciating that learning. So I don't think the challenge necessarily goes away.
Right.
I just think you view that challenge differently.
That's the Taya practice, right? That's the Taya perspective.
Yeah.
It's no longer a negative. It's no longer bad thing. It's now, wow, there's some cool stuff going on here.
Yeah, but I think if you live your life high vibe, whether you've been through a program like that or not, then it would knock you so much, and you would start just dealing and coping better.
Yeah, yeah. Because at that point, it doesn't matter what happens at that point. You love it all.
Mm.
And which is mind-boggling. That's a mind-boggling concept. Even after all these years, it's still mind-boggling to me. You can love stuff that you used to dislike. That's just crazy.
But, well, you look like you're actually like really beginning to believe it after this last week.
Yeah. Well, I've begun believing it for quite some time from doing the podcast. It's like this is just another part of that evolution.
Yeah.
It's an evolution in belief. Your belief evolves over time.
Well, and it's an extension, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. like, oh, there's something else that I can do that would make a difference. And actually, this would also impact lots of people.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 And I think that's a motivator for you, say, was giving that back to...
huge, huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's one reason why we have so many guests on the show who are givers and are trying to give back, because I resonate to them and you resonate to them. Right. We want the same thing. We also want to find ways to give back. We want to find ways to kind of leave the world better than we found it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. So this is a way to do that. And it has that wonderful ripple effect that you were talking about, because anybody else who participates in it, they get to leave the world in a better place. Everybody who ends up participating in this contributes to the effort to give back to somebody else.
Without a doubt. But I don't think it stops there. I think even if you were to go to the supermarket, buy a pint of milk or a litre of milk or whatever you guys have, but you then would say hello to somebody and make their day. And it doesn't stop with just the people on those calls.
That's right.
And the immediate. It's...
It ripples throughout the entire day. And then you can be one of those people who everybody looks at and says, oh, nobody can be that happy.
I don't trust her. So I got chubby cheeks as I keep smiling.
I remember when I was first considering this whole idea of that ripple effect, which dates back to the very early days of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I was still learning how law of attraction worked. I had been just starting to do shows with partners, with co-hosts. Initially, it was my brother and my sister-in-law, and then it was Joel. Joel was on the show for a number of years. And as I'm learning during that period of time, it just kept coming to me over and over again. Wow, is this crazy? because it sounded crazy. Some of the stuff we talked about sounded crazy.
Hmm.
You know, but.
But there's the people are really wanting to learn this stuff now at the moment.
Yeah.
Really wanting to learn because I think people's eyes are opening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's still stuff I believe that I wouldn't necessarily tell my husband because I think he would think I was a bit crazy.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand.
That's okay because I believe it. And if ever there comes a conversation where I wish to share it and it would make a difference, then I'll share it. But we get to do that. And we get to do that with people who are tuning in because they want to learn more.
Yep.
And you're giving that audience that education.
By the way, speaking of crazy, we're nearing the end of the show and all of a sudden my screen just froze up, which probably means that I'm frozen on your screen. So
yeah.
this show may end a little bit prematurely. If it does, then you'll know what happened and I'll just, you know, tack on the theme music a little bit later on. So if I disappear, you'll know why. But it's appropriate because I think what we've talked about here is such a game changing thing. It actually froze the screen up, like the technology couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, your energy just spiked it. It's that ripple effect. Well,
it is. Yeah, that energy is amazing. That's one thing I've learned over the years doing this show. That energy does all kinds of things. It literally impacts technology. I mean, we've seen it in so many different ways. Yeah. It's really pretty cool. It's pretty crazy.
Without a doubt. And I know sort of like my energy is really high after meditation. So I just visualize a globe and I just put my hands around that globe and share that energy everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think it makes a difference.
Well, it's a great feeling is why. So anyway, that's my my homework for the week has been doing that and my experiment for the week.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. I think that's awesome, and I'm really excited to hear more about it.
I'm looking forward to being able to report about it to see what's going to happen because I don't know what's going to happen. So, what I do know is this: my connection just got lost. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my connection just got lost, so I can't even turn off the theme music here. So I'll just. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, am I getting a reboot here? Oh, I think I'm getting a reboot. Has my image shifted at all?
No, but the clock's going now. Or that stopped for a little bit.
My video just went bonkers. Well, that's all right.
it'll
be back up.
Your head's disappeared now. There's a symbol.
Let's see if I can shift that. It may let me. I don't know. No, maybe not. That's all right. Oh, here I am. Hey, it worked. I'm back.
We can end with a proper connection.
We can end with a proper connection. That's right. I love it. All right. Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you very much for being my sounding board and giving me this great feedback. You're reinforcing for me that I'm on a good track here. This is a track.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
So
I will see you next week. Looking forward to that. Thank you to our podcast listeners everywhere. We hope you enjoyed it too. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.